We're making large portions of food. There's going to be leftovers. And we definitely want to make sure, as one measure of food safety, is to make sure that those leftovers are properly taken care of and properly cooled down or stored to help prevent any further illness beyond that initial meal. Leftovers and proper cooling, or improper cooling, I should say, are sometimes one of the biggest ways that people can get sick from food that they consume.
How long should something be out for?
Not very long at
all.
Okay,
didn't think so.
Within temperature. There's like this whole, like almost like algorithm,
yeah,
really, that you can go by. But if you're trying to cool hot foods down, you want to get them down to 70 degrees or less within 2 hours of being removed from that heat source. So as quickly as possible. Like, as soon as you're done eating, we should be packing up and putting food away. And then you really want to get it down to, like, cold, under 41, in an additional 4 hours. So you don't want it to be out of temperature or above 41 for more than 6 hours.
Food poisoning is not anything. I know people – I've never had it, but I know people that have, and just they're miserable.
Yeah, it's certainly not something that you want to mess with at any time, but let alone when you're trying to, you know, enjoy time with your friends and family over the holidays. Nobody wants to – to deal with those kinds of illnesses.
And unfortunately, the problems occur because nobody – you want to just sit around and enjoy, and you look over at the kitchen and you think, oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, if it's something that's meant to be served hot, you can keep it on like a low temperature, mm-hmm, on the burner if you want to just kind of enjoy yourself. Like, try to keep it hot for a while longer. Or if it's something that needs to really be cooled down quickly, you want to put it away, take a few minutes, take care of that leftover, put it away, and then go back to enjoying your time with your friends and family.
And I think sometimes over, especially this time of year, in the summer, it's so obvious. If you've got things that are outside and it's hot,
right,
and it's muggy, but
right,
it's not. Sometimes you just think, oh, it'll be okay. It's just sitting over there on the table.
Right. I mean, you're not thinking about the fact that your indoor of your house is like upper 60s, low 70s, probably, when you've got a group of people in there. So that food's not going to cool down to the proper temperatures if it's kind of just hanging out in that temperature zone. It is not as obvious in the wintertime. It's not at the forefront of most people's minds the way it is when you have outdoor backyard barbecues and it's 90 degrees outside and you just know that potato salad is going to go pretty nasty pretty soon.
Well, and nobody wants to have the case of somebody either in your family or getting a call saying, is everybody in your family feeling okay? Because we've got a couple people that aren't.
Correct. It could turn into a really big, nasty, unpleasant situation for a lot of people. Very, very quickly.
And food thermometers now, these digital ones, yep, seem to be the real deal.
They're great.
Yeah.
And they're really inexpensive. The one that I have in my kitchen drawer at home, I think I paid less than $15 for, and it works very well, and it works very quickly. It reads temperature almost instantly.